Welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show, the fastest growing coaching show on the web.
This is the podcast that teaches you how to achieve your dreams and live a legendary life.
Today is the day you make your dreams happen. Booyah!
Are you tired of watching other people achieve the success that you want?
When you believe in you as much as you want others to believe in you, success is going to find you. Come on, you legendary maniacs! There's room for you at the top of the mountain. Stake your claim to a legendary life. Booyah!
And now the voice of How Legends Are Made Radio. The man who believes everyone is destined to live a legendary life. Dan Blackburn.
Booyah! Hey, welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show. This is Dan Blackburn, and welcome. Great to have you. I love talking. My mom told me years ago that you ain't learning nothing when you are talking. So she's right. She is right that I learn a lot more when I'm not the one doing the talking. So I have lots of great coaches and people I surround myself with that will help me and do help me do lots of amazing, crazy, wonderful, legendary things in my life. But this show, this is dedicated to me talking to you so I can coach you and help you transform your life from legendary to even more legendary, or in many cases, from good to great, and great to, let me hear you shout it out from the rooftops, legendary. You got it. So, before we get started today, head on over to howlegendsaremade.ca. Get your copy of our first free chapter of 17 stories that will rock you, shock you, and inspire you. My upcoming book, can't wait for the release. Stay tuned for the release dates and when you can get a copy. And also, while you're there, listen to podcasts, register your name, comment. Leave thoughts, ideas. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to knock on your door and say, get on over and register and start leaving comments. But pretty darn close. I love to hear from you. So go nuts. Post some good stuff. Keep it. It's a family show, everybody. Family show. So keep it family appropriate with the comments. I love to hear from you. So today, is a cool day. I got a story to share with you. The title of today's podcast is The Power of Rejection. Rejection! Yeah, there's power in rejection. So, yeah, there's the power in rejection that I knew before. I didn't always practice. Sometimes it's still hard to practice it. But it's the power of rejection is learning from mistakes, learning from falling, learning from the things that I did so I can do them differently the next time. Learn from the no's, learn from the people saying sorry, not now, learn from the people, the situations or the things that didn't go the way I wanted them to go. It's all about learning, learning and growing. Remember, one of the six human needs is growth. Growth, G-R-O-W-T-H. So if you are not growing, you're dying. You're either growing or you're dying. You're growing or you're dying. You decide. So yeah, so all this stuff you do, the times you get told no, you get turned away, you think you have the deal closed, you think that it's a done deal, D-E-A-L, deal, and then you find out it's not you. Maybe you counted your chickens before they were hatched. If some of you don't know what that means, think about it. Are you counting your successes before they actually happen? So, hey, whatever rejection is, whenever it showed up in your life, it shows up in all of our lives at some point. Rather than looking at it as a painful experience, simply see it as an opportunity to learn and to grow. You got it. So the other cool thing I learned about rejection, and where I found it to be even more powerful, more helpful, more supportive in my journey, is when someone else gets rejected. So when I reject someone else, and rejection could be I'm choosing not to do business with that person, or I'm not going to go and clean off the dinner table at home, and I'm going to ask my daughters to take their plates to the dishwasher, and they feel that they didn't get their way, so they might feel rejected. Whatever rejection is for you, whatever it is. But I learned this week, saw it very powerfully in my life, that how people react in general, but also react to me when they're rejected, when I reject them. So here's a story. And I don't know if anybody can connect with this story or can resonate with it, but I've shared here openly. I have lots of coaches in my life. If you don't have a coach, if you don't have five coaches in your life, go and find the coaches. Listen to the podcast first. Come on, listen to the podcast because I have some good, valuable info. But once you've done listening to the podcast, the next thing you need to do is tell all the people in your life that you love. Tell them that you love them. That's the most important thing you do. The next most important thing is pat yourself on the back for leading the charge on building a legendary life. And the third thing is find yourself a coach. Start with one, go to two, then grow. If you already have two, three, four, get the fifth one in. The goal is to get 10 coaches, people. 10. 10. One plus a zero beside it, 10. So I'm always talking about coaches. So I had a situation unfold in my life where I identified an area that I needed some coaching on. And I started reaching out to friends and colleagues. I reached out to people in my inner circle. I reached out to my existing coaches, expressed the situation I was in. They agreed. And you know, before, I just want to say, having a coach means you're powerful, you're strong, you're driven, you're focused, you're committed to getting what you want. I used to think that having a coach meant that I wasn't good enough because I was supposed to figure it all out on my own. That's hogwash, ridiculous, lunacy. It's ludicrous. So I now see coaches as lifelines, people who are going to get me from here to the legendary things, the legendary places, the legendary life that I want to attract and create for me and the people around me. So I'm on a mission. I need a new coach. I need a new coach in a new area. And it was narrowed down to two or three. And, well, three specifically. And one I picked, cha-ching, he's happy. Great, yeah, here's the agreement, here's the cost, all that stuff, great. The other two, not so much. I reached out to them, and one through social media and one through email, and shared with them where I was at and loved what they do and that I was choosing to go in a different direction. Real simple. I was going to go left and they were on the right. Real simple. And so the one I'm working with, great. Amazing results, and we're rocking it, and big investment, but big investment into me, which is all that matters. So I'm happy there. On the other side, these other two, interesting. One of them became frustrated, disconnected from me. So let me say that again. Became frustrated, disconnected. Hey, it's my right to choose who I want. It's your customer's right to choose who they want. It's your partner's right. It's your kid's right. It's your business partner's right to choose what they want. We all have the choice. And let's put our hands up here, swear in a Bible, however we bind, whatever we seal our word with. Let's inspire people around us to always speak their mind. And their truth is what matters to them. So I'm entitled. I pick coach one, coach two, and coach three, not going with them. Coach two, very upset, disappointed, rejected, disconnected from me, as I said, disconnected, meaning very, very, very little interaction, connection on social media, through emails, almost on a hiatus. Saw their post on Facebook, or maybe it was on Twitter, but that was it. Very little engagement with me. The other one who I said no to, who I also rejected by definition, unreal. stays as connected to me as the coach I hired, is commenting, is involved, is engaged in my community, in my circle, in my environment. And what I noticed was my learning, the power of rejection, is sometimes I learn more about somebody when I reject them than I do when I hire them, in this case, or when I hang out with them, or when I choose them. It's amazing. I learn, so write this down. Sometimes I learn more from people that I reject. I learn more about them than I do from the people I choose. It was unreal. I saw this clear line in the sand. One was like, yeah, whatever. See you later, sayonara. You missed out. And the other one was like, totally cool. Now, maybe they were feeling the pain, the sting, the disappointment, but they certainly didn't show it. What they showed was even a bigger game. They stepped up and they're interactive. They're engaged. And here is the irony that this other person, because again, I don't know when I'm going to need a new coach, when I'm going to forge into new territory. And as it happens, I'm thinking about dipping my toe in another pool, in another direction. And this coach that originally I rejected is now someone I'm considering. Check it out. And why am I considering them? Well, they're a quality coach, but I'm considering them. So let's say it's coach one I picked. Coach two, coach three were Coach two was like, yeah, take a hike, buddy, take a hike. Disconnected. Coach three, engaged, involved. Now I'm down to coach two and coach three because I'm thinking about going into another, as I said, into another aspect to bring something else into my circle. Who do you think I'm going to pick? Yeah. So I learned so much about this coach I didn't pick, number three. I learned more about that coach from the rejection until now than I knew of them prior to the rejection. And I knew quite a bit. I mean, I know a lot about their work and I know the quality and the standard they do. And that's the other thing too. If you're picking coaches, pick solid quality, top-notch coaches, the best you can afford, the best that you can attract. I mean, go for the good stuff. So this one over here has been unreal. Coach number three, unbelievable. So there's a very good chance that I might go in the direction of bringing another coach on, i.e. coach number three, and unreal, like unreal. And it wasn't until I sat down and I was talking to my girlfriend. Hey, Stephanie, just a little high out there. It wasn't until I was talking to her when it became really clear. I was like, wow, I never thought of it that way. So how many of you have someone in your life or have encountered people in your life that when you reject them, when you tell them no, they give you the old, like I call it the steel box. It's like all of a sudden they put you in a steel box. They want nothing to do with you. And in fact, sometimes their attitude is like, yo, man, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you that you made a mistake. You should have gone with me. And it becomes this vendetta, like I'm going to get them. How many people know someone like that? Now, here's a question, and this is where the power of rejection pounded me on the chest and made it so clear. And I'm going to ask you the question I asked myself. How many of you have been that coach? How many of you have been that person who gets rejected and turns into, yeah, well, then I don't even want to talk to you? How many of you, when you get rejected, cast that person into a box and say, yeah, well, I'm going to show them that it's the biggest mistake they ever made in their whole life and they're going to regret that decision? How many of you have done that? Because I've done that. I've caught myself doing that. I've caught myself in those moments, in those situations, in those environments where I wanted to prove something to the person who had said no to me. And the truth was, they said no to me was a gift, was a blessing, because it opened up the door and the opportunity for something else to come into my life. But if you've been that person who slams the door on people because they tell you, no, I invite you to think about my story. Think about the three coaches I had on the table. I could only pick one at the time. At the time, I was only looking for one. Coach two disconnected from me. Coach three stayed engaged. All of a sudden, I'm now looking to bring on another coach. Guess who's there standing in the sidelines all by their lonesome. Coach number three, bring it on down. As Bob Barker used to say, come on down, coach number three. So have you been that person? Have you been that person who was unwilling to take the rejection as a lesson, as an opportunity to grow, as a way to stay engaged? And hey, check this out. This is what I got, was when I get rejected, now this is an opportunity for me to show my integrity, to show my consistency, to show my character to the people and places and things that have said no to me, to everybody. But certainly to those people. I don't need to go out of my way and be super kind, super nice, super friendly. Just keep being me. So next time someone tells you no, you get to choose how to react. Yeah, no, whatever. But bear in mind that they're still watching. That what you do, who you are, where you go, how you operate, it's still under the microscope. Most consumers don't just buy once. I mean, have you ever gone, did you buy Tide laundry soap just once? Laundry soap, you just made the purchase one time and never, ever, ever going to buy laundry soap again. I hope not. If you are, and you come to one of my live events, sit somewhere where you can smell fresh. We'll put you beside the bowl of potpourri. So we don't do that as consumers. We don't do that when we buy consumable items. We don't do that when we invest in services. We don't do that when we go on holidays. We don't do that when we pick our friends, when we pick our coaches. It's dynamic. Your life is dynamic. It's growing, it's changing, it's evolving. So my lesson for the day, my lesson for the week, and I'm gonna carry this with me, and I invite you to do the same. Power of rejection. Hey, if I get rejected, you know what? I can get over it. But hey, if I get rejected, how do I stand in the power, in the strength of myself, of my integrity, my character, to continue to be me? Because that person's still watching. And I still have a chance to be a customer, to be a colleague, to be a teammate of that person down the road. And then if you reject somebody, how do they behave? Do they show their true colors? Because in my case, coach number two, I know why I didn't choose coach number two, because I'm not looking for someone who operates from that place. I'm looking for people to bring into my army, into my inner circle, who are motivated, who are stoked, who are focused, who are driven. So pay attention. Pay attention to how the people around you operate. And I had this crazy thought in my mind, you know, maybe I just reject everybody once and see how they react. And then that's part of the testing process, and then I decide who makes it through the melting pot, then I pick someone. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'm just saying, be you, and you maybe don't do that either. And if you do, don't say Dan Blackburn from How Legends Are Made told you, because I don't want that getting around. But what I'm saying is, pick who you want, do the work you want, be around with the people you want, be driven by the people that you bring in, be driven by the people that you want to run with. Be clear, be consistent, be honest with those people, and pay attention to the people that you've rejected or you've said no to. Pay attention to how they operate in the face of the rejection, in the face of how they behave, how they perform when you've told them no. Because at some point, you may want to go back into that circle. And you don't want the person who's just working with you when they're happy, when they got a smile on their face, when they think that you're in love with them. You want the person who's willing to go into the trenches with you, roll up their sleeves, and do the work, do the heavy lifting, do the big, big contributions to helping you go from where? From good to great. From where? From good to great. From where? From good to great to legendary. That's what your life purpose is about. That's why you were put on this planet, my friend. It's to be legendary. Surround yourself with people who are committed to the same. Surround yourself with people that have the character, the integrity, and the charisma and consistency to push past the nose and stay on their course to being legendary. That's it. Real simple. The power of rejection. I never knew it until this week. The power of rejection. I hope this helps you. This is the end of another podcast. Very sad. It's a very tender moment when these podcasts come to close. But hey, don't worry. I got great news. I have legendary news, actually. Head on over to howlegendsaremade.ca. There are, I think, 45, maybe 40 other podcasts there. There's all other cool content on the site. So go peruse through. Subscribe to iTunes so you can get these automatically. You don't even have to go to howlegendsaremade.ca. You just get them loaded to your phone automatically. They come every morning, every day I post. They'll be knock, 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 knocking on your door. You open up your phone and there it is. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We are on Zoom. So whether you are Windows, BlackBerry, Android, or Apple-based, we got you covered, my friends. We got you covered in podcast land. Hey, I'm Dan Blackburn. I am out of here. I hope you have an incredibly amazing, wonderful, legendary day. And hey, before I go, I have two things left to say. The first thing is make sure you dream, plan, and execute yourself to an amazingly legendary day. And the second and final thing I'm going to say to you today, you got it. You know it. You say it. Say it with me. Booyah!
Thank you for listening to How Legends Are Made with Dan Blackburn. Do you want to hear more from Dan? Go to howlegendsaremade.ca and subscribe to the How Legends Are Made iTunes channel. And remember to leave a comment so Dan knows you're listening.